Hey Patricia, it's Jerome at CVA. How are you?
At where?
CVA Homes.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I was reaching out because you had spoke with Zach, one of our associates, a few months back concerning Fox Run Drive. Just wanted to catch back up with you and figure out where you were and process with that property. Have I caught you at a bad time?
No, it's okay.
Okay, got you. I don't know, did you recall speaking with Zach about that property?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, awesome. Like I said, I just wanted to get, he had some notes in here. I'm assuming you were looking to just sell outright. That's possibly. Got you.
Yeah.
What had you considering at the time?
I don't understand what you mean.
What had you considering to sell at the time?
Yeah, we're considering it.
Okay, you're still considering it. Got you. Got you. Have you gotten any offers on the place as of recently, or?
No. We haven't listed it or anything, but we're looking at probably about 475.
Got you. Looking at around 475. And also, let me back it up. Zach is no longer with us, so I'm not as familiar with the information he had. But, you know, I just want to take a second and answer any questions you may have and ask some questions about the property. So, how long have you guys owned Fox Run?
About 18 years.
18? Oh, wow. Okay. Y'all have been there for a good minute. Good
we
little...
built the house.
Oh, okay. Well, awesome. Awesome. And when you say we, was it you and a...
My husband's a contractor.
Got you. Oh, okay. Well, then that made the whole process smooth, I'm sure. I'm sure of that. So I guess if you could tell me a little bit about the place, like, you know, I mean, how many bedrooms, bathrooms, and, you know,
it's
a little bit.
One bedroom, 3.5 baths.
Mm-hmm.
Got 2 family rooms, a living room, formal dining room, breakfast room.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big house.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, it sounds like you got some room for sure.
Yeah.
and is it just y'all two in there in that big house?
Yeah, well, my granddaughter stays here part-time.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. It's just too much house for us, and it's got an upstairs. I don't want any more stairs.
Yeah, tell me about it. I feel it now, so I can only imagine, you know, a lifetime of stairs.
Yeah, I'm through with the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I can understand. Especially, I don't know if this is you guys' situation, but if you got laundry downstairs, and it's a hassle sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So, had you guys done any updates to the house and like preparation to sell or anything in like the past 2 years?
Yeah, we've repainted the entire inside and put down hardwood floors and vinyl laminate.
Gotcha.
What do you call that, the new laminate that's out?
You got me stumped.
Luxury vinyl, I think they call it.
Okay, gotcha.
And then we put new carpeting in our bedroom.
Okay. Well, awesome.
Okay. We put a new deck floor on the back.
Okay.
And we've done quite a bit to it.
Okay, well, awesome. With that being said, I mean, have you known of the age of like the roof and HVAC and things of that nature at all? Or?
It's got the roof on that we built, but it's a 30-year textured.
Got you.
We haven't had any issues. It looks good.
Well, that's good. A lot of people can't say the same. So.
Yeah. Well, we put the expensive ones on there. A lot of people don't do that.
Yeah, no, you do get your money's worth. You do. You know, it's just kind of a peace of mind type of thing, too. So,
yeah.
So that's good. That's definitely good. I mean, I know you guys had talked to Zach some months ago about selling. What stopped you from selling at that point?
I don't know. We're thinking about it. And the interest rates went ridiculous, and we just thought, well, this is a waste of time right now. But I look for them to get a whole lot better, a whole lot quicker.
Yeah, I hope so. I
Yeah,
definitely hope so.
I'm sure they will.
Yes, man. So, I mean, would you say now is like kind of crunch time where you guys are looking to do something in the next like 30 to 90 days?
Possibly, we might be. If the right
Gotcha.
price came along, yeah.
Gotcha. You know, I understand that one. I definitely understand that one. And you had mentioned a 475 number.
Right.
Did you have any idea of what homes were going for in your
I do.
area at all?
I've got homes on this street that are smaller than this one, that there's one right up the street for $499, and there's one continuously smaller next door that's $369. So it's priced right for the neighborhood. This is the nicest neighborhood in the city.
Yeah.
So
Oh, okay.
it's very sought after, and there's only a couple places for sale, a new house and the one next door here.
Okay, well, awesome. I mean, it sounds like you guys are in a really good area. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's zero crime. It's just a sought after area. A lot of people would like to live here, but a lot of them can't afford it, so.
Yeah, no, it's not everybody's privy to it, but it's a blessing when you are. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I can understand that. And with the house, I mean, with that 475 that you're looking for, I mean, it almost sounds to me that you guys would be wanting to list it more than, you know, get an offer and just, you know, cut ties.
Yeah, I'm going to have to answer this phone.
Oh, okay. Got you. Go ahead and
If
I hope
I
you.
disconnect, you just call me back.
Okay. All right. That's no problem.
You there?
Yeah, I'm
Hello?
still here.
Yeah, I don't want you calling any realtors around here and getting them calling me.
Oh, no, we don't do that at all.
Okay, because I got some the last time and I don't want that.
Yeah, no, we don't do that. What we do here is we honestly cut out any realtors as well, 'cause we're able to, you know, list homes as well as, you know, get quicker offers through investors and also just, you know, purchase outright in cash.
Right.
That's pretty much what we do around here. So there's no need for us to ever involve other realtors.
Okay, because I don't want a bunch of calls. I got some friends in the real estate business, and it makes them mad when they think I've talked to another realtor.
Yeah.
I'm a real estate broker. I've had my license for 25 years, so
Oh,
I know
okay.
how that feels.
Yeah, no, it's not the best feeling at all, but no, I definitely wouldn't do that. I
Okay.
definitely wouldn't do that. And with you being a real estate broker, I mean, I'm sure you know what it takes to list a house anywhere, really. You know, it just takes the fixing it up, showing it, staging nowadays is what a lot of people want to see, and you know, making sure everything's in tip-top shape. Were you guys prepared to do that or at all?
Yeah, we've pretty well got it that way now.
Got you. Got you.
We've got somebody coming to pressure clean the outside here in 2 weeks. So after that, we're pretty well ready to go.
Got you. Got you. Got you. So, was there any timeline to, I guess, leave the place since you're getting ready?
Any timelines?
like any window of constraint, like, you know, you have to be going by this time because you got another situation?
No, I've got a place that I can move to. But, so, yeah, just anytime.
Gotcha. Well, that's good. That's definitely good. So it sounds to me that you guys are going towards the listing route and not necessarily like a lump sum payment for the house.
I don't know. What are you offering? Are you in the process of trying to make an offer for the house, or what are you?
I mean, we definitely are interested in the home itself. I'd have to just look at comps in the area and, you know, really just want to get, I do want to give the best we can. I want to put the best foot forward. But I want to do so while, you know.
You can do that and then just call me back. How's that?
That sounds like a plan. I definitely can do that. I mean, it takes a little bit of time to do anyway, so I can definitely do that.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. Well, I think would tomorrow, around this time tomorrow, be good for you at all?
That'll be fine.
Okay. All right.
Let me call back. All right. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.